This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi at the White House Monday. One focus of their discussion is expected to be the future of U.S. troops in Iraq. Iraq's foreign minister told VOA's Kurdish service last week he expects the two sides to agree on an end to the U.S. combat mission in Iraq. The United States has about 2,500 troops in Iraq as part of the U.S.-led coalition effort to battle the Islamic State group, which began in 2014. The two countries agreed in April to change the American troops' mission, focusing on training and advisory roles assisting Iraqi security forces. However, there was no timeline set for completing the transition. Iraq declared victory against Islamic State militants in 2017. But Islamic State has maintained a presence in the region. Last week, it claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a market in the Baghdad suburbs. The bombing killed at least 30 people. Monday's meeting also comes amid continued attacks against U.S. military positions in Iraq that the United States blames on Iran-linked militias. On July 24th, a pro-Iranian militia commander issued a statement threatening to attack U.S. forces inside the country and calling for withdrawal of troops. In addition to the military, Biden and al-Kadhimi are also expected to discuss future cooperation on political, economic, health, education, and cultural matters. More women and children were killed or wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in the first 6 months of any year since the United Nations began keeping count in 2009. That's according to a UN report issued on Monday. This is VOA News. Lebanese businessman and former Prime Minister Najib Mikati secured enough votes in parliamentary consultations on Monday to be designated Lebanon's head of government again. His designation as prime minister came after veteran Sunni Muslim politician Saad al-Hariri abandoned attempts at forming a cabinet earlier this month. Hariri gave up after 9 months of deadlock with the president of Lebanon. The political squabbling has left Lebanon without effective government as the country has sunk deeper into economic and financial crisis. Major U.S. medical groups are calling for mandatory vaccinations of millions of healthcare workers, saying it's a moral imperative to help curb the spread of the infection. The American Medical Association, the American Nurses Association, and 55 other groups said in a joint statement, quote, "We call for all healthcare and long-term care employers to require their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some healthcare organizations have been reluctant to require their workers to get vaccinated, even though they are on the front lines of treating patients. Surveys have shown that less than half of nurses treating patients have been vaccinated, even though they have had ready access to the shots for months. The statement from the medical groups comes as the United States is facing a sharp increase in the number of new COVID-19 cases. 48 of the country's 50 states showed an increase of 10% or more in the last week, as the Delta variant of the virus, first discovered in India, has spread in the United States. The increase has been the most pronounced in states with low vaccination rates. The United States will keep existing COVID-19 travel restrictions on international travel in place for now because of the Delta variant. That's according to a White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the yet-to-be-formally-announced decision. President Biden has said that his administration was in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travel bound for the U.S. earlier this month. The official noted that cases are rising in the United States, particularly among those who are unvaccinated, and that will likely increase in the weeks ahead. And the head of a South Korean television channel has apologized after the broadcaster used stereotypical images to represent various countries during the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony. The offensive images include a picture of Count Dracula for the Romanian team and the Chernobyl nuclear disaster to represent Team Ukraine. The broadcaster has promised a major makeover in future weeks. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.